Welcome in. Today we're doing a super jungle friendly trick in Ableton Live 12, taking a clean snare and turning it into that snappy, crunchy, bounced sound you hear in old school drum and bass. The vibe is, it sounds like it got sampled off a slightly battered record, chopped tight, and slammed into a sampler that wasn't exactly polite. And the key word here is bounce. We are not just stacking plugins forever. We're going to build the snare, print it, chop it, and commit. That's a huge part of why classic jungle drums feel so direct. Alright, first, set your tempo to something in the 165 to 175 range. Let's pick 170 BPM so everything feels instantly in the pocket. Now create a couple audio tracks. One called Snare Body, one called Snare Snap, and then group them into a group track called Snare Bus. If you want an extra weapon later, also make a return track called Snare Crush, but keep it optional for now. Here's the concept. Snare body is the weight and knock. Snare snap is the knife edge on top. Together they feel like one snare. And then we process the group like it's a single sampled hit. Let's start with snare body. Grab a snare that has a solid low mid presence. You're listening for that thunk around roughly the 180 to 250 Hz area. Drag it in as an audio clip. Go down to clip view and do the boring but extremely important part. Make sure the start of the clip is exactly on the transient. Zoom all the way in. You want that first hit to be immediate, not late, not lazy. For one shots, turn warp off most of the time. It keeps things clean and avoids weird stretching artifacts you didn't ask for. Add a tiny fade in, like half a millisecond to 2 milliseconds, just to avoid a click. And don't be afraid to shape the tail later, we'll actually do that after we print, which is where the real jungle chop happens. Now on snare snap. Pick something brighter. This can be a rim shot, a sharper snare, a clicky clap, even a little noise tick. Drag that in. In clip view, make it short. If it rings out or feels like it has a long PSHH tail, fade it out quickly. 10 to 40 milliseconds is a good starting range. And here's a mindset thing. The snap layer can sound kind of thin on its own. That's normal. Its job is to give your ear something to latch onto in a busy mix with breaks and bass. Now we shape each layer. On snare body, drop in EQ8, high pass around 30 to 40 Hz to remove rumble you don't need. Then listen for boxiness. A lot of snares get cardboardish around 350 to 600 Hz. Try a gentle dip, maybe 2 to 4 dB, with a medium Q around 1.2. And if the snare needs a bit more chest, do a small boost around 180 to 220 Hz, like 1 to 3 dB. Don't go wild. We want punch, not a subby blob. After EQ8, add drum bus. This is where a lot of the jump happens. Set drive somewhere between 5 and 15%. Then bring up transient, maybe plus 5 to plus 20. Keep boom off or super low. In jungle, you usually want the kick and bass to own the deep stuff. The snare is about impact in the mids and the crack up top. Now on snare snap. At EQ8, high pass aggressively, like 1 to 2 kHz, because we don't need low mids here. Then boost the crack zone around 4 to 8 kHz. Try 2 to 6 dB with a Q around 1. You're not trying to make it airy. You're trying to make it cut like a blade. Then add saturator. Use soft sine or analog clip mode. Drive 2 to 6 dB and pull the output down so you're not clipping the channel. This is important. Crunchy is good, but crunchy because you're slamming meters into red is usually the wrong kind of crunchy. Quick coach note, think transient first, tone second. If the snare doesn't feel like it jumps forward at low volume, you'll end up boosting highs and getting hissy and fatiguing. Here's a test. Turn your speakers down. If you still feel the snare poke through, you're doing it right. Now let's make it sound sampled and bounced. Go to the snare bus group. First device, Redux. We're going for old sampler flavor, not destroyed internet meme audio. Try bit reduction at 12 bits. Then downsample gently, like 1.2 to 2.5. Keep it subtle. If you go too far, the snare turns brittle and starts sounding like a cheap video game. Next, add auto filter. Low pass is a great move here. Set the cutoff around 9 to 14 kHz, with gentle resonance around 0.7 to 1.2. You're basically narrowing the bandwidth, so it feels like it came off vinyl or got resampled through an old chain. Then add glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 4 to 1. You only need 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on hits. And turn soft clip on. That glue plus soft clip combo is one of the easiest ways to get snap, without nasty peaks. Before we print, do a quick gain staging check. You want peaks going into this bus processing around minus 10 to minus 6 dBFS. If you hit saturation and soft clip too hot, it stops being chewy and starts being fizzy. Alright, now we bounce. Create a new audio track called Snare Print. Set audio from to resampling, or if you prefer being more explicit, record the output of the snare bus. Arm Snare Print. Now trigger a few hits. You can just duplicate the snare across a bar and record it, or play it in. Record enough to give yourself options like a bar or two. Once it's recorded, we chop it like it's a sample. Open the recorded clip on Snare Print. Zoom in, and set the start exactly on the transient. Then do a short fade out to control the tail. For a classic jungle chop, aim for about 80 to 180 milliseconds. If you want it a bit heavier and bigger, go 120 to 250 milliseconds. The point is, you decide how long the snare lives, not the original recording. If you hear clicks, slightly increase the fade into 1 to 3 milliseconds. Tiny moves matter here. Here's a fast too long test. Play the bass with the snare at 170 BPM. If the snare tail is clearly audible between 16th notes, it's probably stepping on your groove. Shorten until it gets out of the way. Now for extra character. Optional movement. On Snare Print, you can add chorus ensemble very subtly. Mode set to chorus. Rate around 0.2 to 0.6 Hz. Amount 5 to 15%. Mix 5 to 12%. This is not for big width. It's for slight instability, like a recording that's lived a life. And if you want a bit more turntable-ish grime, add vinyl distortion. Tracing model around 2 to 5. Pinch 0 to 2. Drive 0.5 to 2. Keep it gentle because it can get fizzy fast. Now let's actually use it in a DNB context so it makes sense. Program a simple two-step at 170. Kick on 1.1. Snare on 1.2. Kick on 1.3.3. Snare on 1.4. Then layer a break quietly underneath. Amen. Think. Whatever you like, just enough for groove and movement. Your printed snare should feel like the main hit, with the break giving texture and swing. And here's a mix trick that keeps the snare front of record. Sidechain your bass to the snare. On your bass group, add compressor. Enable sidechain. Choose snare print as the input. Ratio 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release around 60 to 140 milliseconds. You're aiming for only 1 to 3 dB of dip on the snare hits. It's subtle, but it clears space right when it matters. Now some extra coaching for bounce and bite. Micro timing. Old jungle doesn't just come from distortion. It comes from tiny offsets. Try nudging the snap slightly earlier, like minus 3 to minus 8 milliseconds, for extra bite. And try nudging the body slightly later, like plus 1 to plus 4 milliseconds, so it feels like thunk then crack. Do this with track delay at the bottom of the mixer so your clips stay visually aligned. Another important one. Mono compatibility. Classic snares are often basically mono, and they hit harder because they're centered. Put utility on Snare Print and try reducing width to anywhere from 0 to 50%. If it gets punchier, keep it. Let's cover quick mistakes to avoid. Don't overbit crush. Redux is flavor. Too much becomes harsh and tiring. Don't leave the tail too long, or you'll smear the groove and fight your break and bass. Don't just boost highs to get snap transient shaping and saturation usually get you there cleaner. And don't skip the resampling step. Printing forces decisions, and that commitment is literally part of the old sampled aesthetic. Also, if your two layers together sound weaker than either one alone, you might have phase issues. Try nudging one layer a couple milliseconds, or use utility to invert phase and see if it locks in better. Now a mini exercise to actually build your own little snare kit out of one sound. Make three versions of your printed snare. Version A, clean-ish. Turn redux off, and keep glue doing maybe 1 dB of gain reduction. Version B, old school. Redux at 12-bit with downsample around 1.8, plus a low pass around 12 kHz. Version C, dark and heavy. Low pass around 9 kHz. Add a bit more saturator drive, and if you made that snare crush return, send a little bit into it for controlled filth. Arrange those across a loop. Intro uses A, drop uses B, second drop uses C. Now it feels like the snare got resampled for different parts of the tune, which is extremely on brand for jungle. If you want an extra secret weapon later, build a tiny needle click layer, a 5 to 20 millisecond click, high passed super high, lightly saturated, blended very low under the snare. It adds perceived snap without turning your top end into a headache. Recap. So you can remember the whole flow, layer body plus snap, shape each with EQ and transient tools, add sampled character on the bus with redux, filter and glue with soft clip, then resample to snare print and chop the tail. That's the bounce, that's the chopped vinyl vibe. And it's exactly how you get a snare that stands up to breaks and rolling bass lines without needing to be absurdly loud. When you're ready, Tell me what style you're aiming for, like 93 to 95 aim and heavy, darker tech step, or modern jungle, and what your starting snare sounds like. I can suggest specific cutoff targets, the best place to dip boxiness, and whether you should nudge body or snap for maximum bite.